Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I think this might be the hottest week in Torrance history. Anybody else agree with me? It feels like it. So if the spotlights suddenly go off, it's because I've asked if we can turn them off because it's like 10 degrees hotter under them and I'm already sweating to death. So thank you for your patience as I see everybody with their fans out. All right, so we are in our Sandbox Spirituality Sermon Series as school begins, looking through the eyes of Robert Fulghum's poem, Everything, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, looking at some of the basic lessons we learn as we begin our schooling and we begin life. And last week we looked at the concept of be nice and hold hands. You know, one of the simplest concepts you've got, be nice to one another and hold hands so nobody gets lost and everybody gets there together. So this week we look at another aspect of the poem, which reminds us, eat snack every day. Okay? One of those basic things that kids eat your snack each day. And it's not until you get into the classroom that you really understand why it is that we make sure we have these kids eat snack, right? Because they need that energy, they need that boost that keeps them from being grouchy and allows them to pay attention. It's why if you look at the school schedules in the morning, there's a snack break that's called snack break, and there's lunchtime because we gotta keep these kids fed on a schedule so their bodies have what they need and they can get the most out of school. Now, it's not kindergarten, but going right before kindergarten, I used to teach preschool. If you didn't know that, I've had a variety of jobs. But while I was in college, I taught preschool, and I had two-year-olds, a classroom full of two-year-olds, and I loved them, and they were so cute. And I told you about Alex that was in that class last week, if you were here. But I loved Friday mornings in that preschool class. Why did I love Friday mornings? Because I loved the snack on Friday mornings, okay? The rest of the week, I didn't pay attention. The kids got to have it. But on Fridays, I loved because the snack was always homemade pancakes, okay? And not only was it homemade pancakes, but I loved, number one, that there was syrup nowhere in sight because I think syrup is evil because it just makes everything sticky, okay? Gets everywhere. And trying to do the dishes afterwards, oh, it's horrible. But we didn't have syrup. What did they serve with the pancakes? But peanut butter, okay? So Fridays was pancakes with peanut butter. And one of the greatest things is the person that cooked the snack always made sure to have enough pancakes for the teachers as well as the kids. So Friday mornings, what did I get? But I got pancakes with peanut butter, okay? And it was amazing that Fridays, all of a sudden, I had extra energy to get through the rest of the morning and into lunch, which was some of the craziest time in that preschool class, as the kids had their last of their playing time, and then trying to get them lunch, and then getting them all down for naps. It's amazing how much energy it takes to get kids to go down for a nap. Just go to sleep. It's a blessing. It's a gift that you get to take a nap in the middle of the day. But it's the concept I couldn't pick up the rest of the week. The rest of the week, I never packed myself a snack. I realized how much I loved those pancakes, but I never thought about it. I was just lucky if I packed a lunch on the way out of the house. But that snack can really have an important impact upon you. So this morning, we look at the importance of snack time, okay? Yes, we're going to talk about snack time. And we talk about snack time as Jesus makes this great statement in the Gospel of John, one of his I am statements. He has several I am statements to try to get people to understand who he is and what his purpose of being here was. And here in John 6, what does he say? But he says, I am the bread of life. Jesus says, I'm the bread, okay? I am the bread. But what does he mean by this? We know, one, that there's a foreshadowing that Jesus is saying, I'm this bread. I am the communion bread. I am the one that's going to sacrifice myself for you. And when you break bread together, you will remember that my body was broken for you. And yes, one, there's the foreshadowing there. But number two, Jesus is saying, I am your nourishment. I am your nourishment. And we should all know how important nourishment is to our lives. We have to eat regularly, and we have to eat well if we want our bodies to be healthy. We can't be skipping meal after meal. We can't just be eating junk. We can't be putting in all the things our bodies don't need without all the nutrients that they need, because they will break down and they won't function properly if our bodies don't have what they need. And here, as Jesus says, "I am the bread of life," he is saying, "I am the nourishment for your soul and for your spirit. And you need my nourishment to be well and to function properly." Have you ever had those days where you just don't feel like you have what it takes to face life? Have you ever had those moments in life where it just seems like things aren't going right, like things are off the rails and you can't figure out the source of what it is? Where it just seems like your spirit is low, like the energy just isn't there. Those times are our souls screaming for nourishment. Think about that Snickers commercial. If you watched the Snickers commercial, where it's a famous actor or actress, and they're being grouchy, and they're yelling at people, and all of a sudden somebody says, "Here, eat a Snickers bar, you're not being yourself." That hunger that makes you grouchy because your blood sugar's low is the same thing with your spirit and your soul. What does it need? But it needs Jesus' nourishment, and it needs it regularly. What does it need? It needs to be in worship. It needs to be coming in, being filled with the music and the hymns and the praise songs of God. It needs to be in worship, where it's hearing the word of God and being reaffirmed of who God is and how God is present with us. It needs to be in worship, being in prayer, not only with God, but with one another. It needs to be in worship to be present with the Holy Spirit and to have our stores refilled. What does our soul need? It needs us to be in study. It needs us diving into the Word. As the Word tells us, one cannot live on bread alone, but every word of God. God is saying, we need this Word. We need to be reading it and learning it and studying it so that it is guiding us in our lives, so that it is encouraging us and uplifting us through God's word and through the story of who we are. What does our soul need? But our soul needs us to be in service to God, where we find Jesus in the face of the people that we help and serve. How does our soul need to be fed? Being in fellowship with other Christians, our brothers and sisters in Christ, where we are able to support and love one another. Our soul needs us to nourish it through Christ in all of the ways that he comes to us. And like, we can't just eat a meal once a week. We can't just eat a meal once a month. Jesus says you can't just nourish your soul once a week or once a month. Jesus says you need to have a regular diet of being filled with my Holy Spirit and being present with me. The regular diet keeps us healthy. I've had those people that have come to me and they say, "Pastor, something was off in my life. And I didn't know what it was. And things just weren't going right. I wasn't healthy. Not that I needed to go to the doctor, but I just wasn't healthy. And I couldn't figure out what it was. And then I realized I hadn't been going to church. I had let life get in the way. And then I got back into church, and the system righted itself. I found the energy. I refound my purpose. I remembered who I was, and things were better because I was with God. That's what Jesus is saying when he says, I am the bread of life. He says, let me be your nourishment. Not energy drinks, not things that come from social media. Let your energy source be my Holy Spirit that will fill you up in a way that doesn't have a crash at the end of the day, that won't let you down when you need it most, but when you need it most, will be there for you guaranteed. He says that happens when you are regularly diving into me and being present with me. For our life with Christ is most definitely one where putting in the greatest amount of effort has the greatest amount of impact upon us. My friends, we come to this meal. We come to feast on the bread of Jesus, being reminded of what he did for us on the cross, being reminded that he died for us. And why did he die for us? So that we could come to this meal, bringing our shortcomings, bringing our failures, bringing our shames, bringing our guilt, bringing the ways that we feel we aren't living up to what God wants of us. And we bring it to this meal and we leave it at this meal. And we take that bread and we take that juice and we are reminded that Jesus is perfect inside of us and that we are being made perfect through him and what he did on the cross. So we get to leave all of that. We get to put it on the cross and walk away with a clean slate, ready to start a new day because of that bite of bread filled with the Holy Spirit that says, this is what I do for you, my ultimate act to take care of you. And so I challenge you in two ways to think about, one, what is your spiritual diet? And how can it be improved? And number two, to dig deep to say, what is it that I need to bring to this meal? What is it that I need to give to God? And how do I make sure to leave it behind and go start fresh? My friends, will you pray with me? Gracious God, you know it's hot in here. You know how we are feeling. You know when we're feeling overwhelmed. You know when we are feeling weak. You know when we're feeling grouchy because of what life has put on us. You know when our life is just dragging because we don't have the energy. We just pray that when we are feeling that, when we are feeling the weight of this world, that we will turn our hearts and our minds to you, to be nourished by you, to be able to get that midday pick-me-up from your Holy Spirit that can lift us out of the gloom and put us back on our feet with joy living in you. Help us to be regularly nourished through your Son, through your Holy Spirit, and through your Word, so that we can have all that it takes to handle this life one day at a time, until that day when we are in paradise with you. For all of this, Lord, we pray in your most holy name. Amen.